T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I call myself Tater Mac. Tater Mac. Like Tay, Tater Mac, and it was a terrible nickname.
Stiney.
Yeah! I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Say it! And Guru.
And the G in BS&G stands for Guru.
On 95.7, The Game.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm excited. And I don't usually get excited for preseason slash exhibition football, but tonight, there's no doubt this game between the Broncos and the 49ers is more important than most preseason games. Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, along with Anna. Guys, I want to talk about this game tonight because it does feel like it's one of the more important preseason games the 49ers have played in a while. Just feels like there's a lot at stake, and it's a game where I'm going to make sure I see the beginning and every play Garoppolo plays, and then we're going to come in here tomorrow and talk about it like it's really important because you know what? I think it is. I think it is important.
There was Rocky, and then there was Rocky II, the sequel. And I'm deeming Monday Night Football tonight, Bonte, Jimmy Garoppolo's sequel, his debut part two, because that's what it is. We don't know mentally what the knee injury, how that's going to affect him. So when I watch tonight, I'm telling you, I'm dialed in. I think the NFL world is dialed in. Is he skittish back there? Is he trying to get rid of the ball? And I don't want to be, I hope Shanny's listening. I don't want to be, well, they're on the road. I don't want to be robbed of one series. Give me a quarter of Jimmy Garoppolo so we could come in here tomorrow. It's not about yards. I want to know, Steiny, was the 5-NT practice, was that a thing? Does he look like he's got those mannerisms, like he's the Niner franchise quarterback? Bonte, I'm excited like Steiny said.
Man, I'm looking forward to this. Like, it's week 5 of the regular season.
Do we need life?
We don't need a life. I think every 49er fan and every football fan is eager to see what number 10 does today. We haven't seen him since last year, week number 3 at Arrowhead Stadium, where he tore his ACL in the fourth quarter against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is his first game action since then. Is he the franchise quarterback? You know, I got lost this weekend, fellas, in Steve Young highlights. I can't get enough of Steve Young highlights. And then I was reminded of what it meant to be a quarterback for the 49ers. We're watching what this franchise was all about, from Joe Montana to Steve Young. Hell, you want to go back to John Brody, you can do that. Y.E. Tittle, go there. This franchise has been rich in quarterback history and quarterback play. And we're eager to see who Jimmy Garoppolo is. Is he Rob Johnson? Is he Matt Flynn?
Wow.
Is he Scott Mitchell? Or is he one of the 10 best quarterbacks in pro football? Because he certainly paid like one.
888-957-9570. We're going to start out with a simple one. You're going to watch the 49ers tonight. You're going to watch Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you need to see out of him? I need to see Jimmy Garoppolo look like he looked in the 5 games he played after his acquisition. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the guy who comes up to the line of scrimmage and who seemed to be in total control. I don't necessarily need him to go 6 for 6. I just need him to show the kind of poise and the kind of promise that he did when he went 5-0 after being traded here. That's the guy we haven't seen since that point, and I realize injury has a lot to do with that, but he doesn't play in preseason week 1. Now we're at preseason week 2. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's time now for him to reprove himself, if you will.
We're the three musketeers when it comes to being excited. But, fellas, I just want to put up the red stop sign. Are we doing Jimmy a disservice by overanalyzing what we see tonight? Because one thing I didn't share with you, I want to see how he gets up from taking a hit. And with the status of the Niners' desolate offensive line, does he get just a couple of plays? Does he get a series or two? But that's the rat on the table. Steiny, how does he respond to getting hit in the mouth?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't respond to Kiko Alonso too well. Steven Nelson last year in Kansas City damn near knocked his head off when he tried to cut back into the field of play. And, of course, he tears his ACL as it went out there in the Arrowhead Stadium grass. Look, I just want to see the guy roll out a little bit, Steiny. I want some deep handoffs. I want to see him drop back, five-step drop, seven-step drop. I want to see him plant and fire, and I want to see him make good decisions. What he didn't do in 2018, although it was a small sample size, three games, he didn't make good decisions last year on the football field. He played like a quarterback that tried to do too much. We saw it at the Lions game. We saw it in the Vikings game. So I want to see a quarterback who is master Shanahan system. Now, I know we're not going to see the full gauntlet, fellas. We're not going to see the full playbook. It's going to be pretty vanilla. But I want to see how seasoned he is. How much film did he watch with Mike Shanahan? We hear a lot about that. Oh, he spent the offseason with Mike Shanahan and watched all this film, so his mind is sharper. Well, let's just see how sharp that mind is tonight against Denver, where Von Miller, Bradley Chubb are going to be coming off the edges looking to take him out.
I think tonight's game really does set a tone for the Niners and the Niner fans primarily.
That's strong, Stoddy. Well, what kind of tone?
If he comes out and doesn't play well, I mean, how can you – okay, if Garoppolo comes out tonight and looks mediocre to worse, how can you be a 49er fan and then come into the season saying you're optimistic? I mean, you can do it because everybody's optimistic or tries to be, but Garoppolo needs to show, I think, the 49er fans that he is solid, that what you saw 2 years ago – is more like what you're going to see this year as opposed to last year. Because, I mean, let's face it. He goes out there and, let's say, doesn't play well tonight.
Throws a couple picks.
Of course it's not the end of the world. And, of course, nobody's going to care week one. But it's the kind of tone you're taking into the season. I mean, do we know that the 49ers players believe in Jimmy G? I mean, if I'm a player and I'm one of his teammates, I'd kind of like to see him play well tonight, get us going on the right foot heading into the regular season. But that's why I do think this game, to me, is hugely important. Look, if he comes out and does not play well, are you going to come in here tomorrow and say, big deal, preseason game.
No,
it didn't matter. I'm not.
I'm going to come in and
say this guy's going into the season as an unknown. And he can't be counted on.
And I'm going to say that if he throws for four touchdowns, Bonte, the bottom line is if there are other people in the world looking at tonight's game with those ramifications on changing your whole viewpoint on Jimmy Garoppolo before week one, I think that would be an injustice and a disservice. And if I'm Shanahan, I got to think all the reporters, the world is looking to judge this quarterback, and it could become something of a story to where, you know what, if I just run him out there for a series, it goes away. We live another week. The dress rehearsal is next week, and then nobody plays week four, and then it's week one. If I'm Shanny, I have to, you may not agree, be thinking I can't give the Jackals with this desolate offensive line this much info. It would be a disservice to Jimmy before the season even gets started.
And here's the other thing I'm at, Bonte.
Because the old line's not complete.
What's he done? What's Jimmy G done to come out tonight, stink, and everybody say, hey.
Right.
Like, Jimmy G's not too cool anymore for preseason.
It's funny, Steiny. Everybody treated this guy because he was Tom Brady's backup as the heir apparent. But Jimmy Garoppolo gets mentioned alongside these great quarterbacks in the league. And as you said, sure, he went 5-0 in the regular season. And everybody was like, wow, okay, he went 5-0. But it seemed like the league had tape on him. In that small sample size, it gets Minnesota, it gets Detroit, it gets Kansas City. Like, he doesn't have the benefit of the doubt anymore. He does not. And that's why it's like, oh, we're going to sit him after one possession. No, he needs to play. He hasn't played much football in the 5 years he's been in the NFL.
And if he got hurt on that second series, fellas, Shanahan and Lynch would get ripped for why was he out?
No, you know what happened?
No,
you know what happened?
You don't
think? Know what happened? Be like, no, this guy isn't durable. Mm. If Bill Parcells was right, what he said on the morning show 3 years ago, 2017 of December, where he said, I just worry about his durability. That's what we're going to say.
The other thing is, if he gets hurt tonight, depending on how it looks, that'd be on Shanahan. I mean, it's a preseason game. You can put a person in position to be safe. You can have him hand off the most, and I'm not saying they should put him in peril out there. But again, so what are you going to do? Not play Jimmy G at all in the preseason, or just a few snaps in game three? Again, like I'm telling you, I thought the acquisition of Garoppolo was tremendous. I think it was something that breathed some life into the franchise.
No doubt.
But that was almost 2 years ago now. I mean, time's up. I mean,
he's got a lot of money.
He's got
a lot of money in the bank.
He's got stuff to prove, and it starts tonight. And again, if he plays terrible tonight, what's it really mean? Well, he's still going to start opening night, but you know what? As a 49er fan, admit it. You will not be nearly as optimistic going into the season as if Jimmy G plays well tonight. All right, let's head over to Ann and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. The 49ers are mile high to face the Broncos tonight in their second preseason game. Bonde, Sandy, and Guru will give you a preview of Jimmy Garoppolo's return to the field from an ACL injury. 49ers reporter Chris Biederman will also hop on today at noon. Raiders GM Mike Mayock made the ultimatum. Is Antonio Brown all in or all out? Well, it looks like AB is in. The star receiver attended the team meeting in Napa, but is the helmet saga done? We'll give you the latest in the Antonio Brown drama. Giants take 3 of 4 from Arizona. Next up is the Cubbies, who occupied the second wild card spot. G-men are 3.5 back in the race. And the A's, they took 3 of 4 from the Astros. Oakland stood a 1.5 back of the race for their second wild card spot. This update is sponsored by your Northern California Toyota dealers. Now through Labor Day, get $2,500 cash back on 2019 Highlander, or get low financing on the all-new RAV4. Or test drive the redesigned RAV4 Hybrid. Offer ends 9/3/19. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Annika Gadeikis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
They ain't winning more than 10 if Jimmy Garoppolo's average. And he's got to show that he's better than average right now. And tonight would be a good place to start, because the 49er fans, look, they're looking for something to grasp onto. And if Garoppolo is really good tonight, it's going to set a positive tone heading into the season for the fans. And I think, to me, that's what's important. Because if you start building optimism early and you get some wins early, that's the kind of thing that can lead into the middle of the season, and the next thing you know, you have some momentum. But Garoppolo doesn't play well. There's questions. Maybe he gets a little nicked up again. Is he going to play game one? I mean, you don't want to get off on a wrong foot, because it can linger.
I feel like we're switching places, man, trading places. Eddie Murphy, Steiny, I mean, you are the guy that, you know what, Guru, let it play out. He's not going to play the whole four quarters, so we know that, and we're eager to find out what he is, but it's like judging an NBA player in a preseason game. It's just unfair. And to answer the Texas question, Steiny, if he looks good, it's great. But guess what I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow? It don't mean a damn thing come week one in Tampa.
Oh, won't make you more optimistic for the Niners.
Now, optimistic is different than...
No, that's the point. If the fans believe in this team, and they believe in Garoppolo, and the team, let's say they get off to a 1-1 start. Here comes Pittsburgh. The enthusiasm level for the team will be significantly higher, and it'll be a function of this preseason game into the regular season.
Let me ask you, and Bonte, are you at all, do you feel this strongly about tonight's performance after last week's report of the 5 interception practice? Because I believe that it could be some of that.
As a resident Niner fan in this room, I got to tell you, if Garoppolo does not play well tonight, if he does not, then my prediction of them going 7-9, I may drop that down to 6-10. That's how important this is to me. And I know George Kittle's not going to play tonight.
Right.
He's not going to play. Weston Richburg's not in the lineup.
No McKinnon.
Mike Person. McKinnon may not ever play for the 49ers.
Wow.
We need to That's something to rattle the table. We may never see him in a Niners uniform. It's a big problem when you give him $11.5 million guaranteed in a four-year, $30 million contract. It's a huge problem when you pay Jerick McKinnon that money, who was never a full-time back in Minnesota. If Garoppolo plays well tonight, and say he's 9-for-11, and he throws for about 85 yards, a touchdown, misses on a couple throws, then all of a sudden, Niner fans say, you know what? That's the Jimmy Garoppolo we saw at the end of 2017. It's okay. This is the guy we invested in. Everything's going to be all right. We like what he saw in his first action since week three at Kansas City of last season. But if he doesn't play well, Goo, I'm telling you, I'll be running hot. Because then all of a sudden, I'm going to look at that contract and say, well, there's an opt-out after the season. Do you press the reset button if he doesn't play well after coming into the season and then tonight?
888-957-9570. How big a deal are you making out of tonight's ball game? It's just exhibition game number two, but it does feel like it's more important than just your regular old exhibition game.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure I'm clear so you guys know where I stand coming in tomorrow morning. I am watching. I'm taking notes of his performance, but that contract he signed that some say he hasn't earned, we all know he hadn't earned it. My point is, that's predicated on what he does in the regular season.
No doubt.
So football's back. Jimmy's back. But I just can't come condemn the guy, even if he's 3-of-11, takes 2 sacks, Steiny, and throws a pick. Okay. He still gets that BOD of opening day
not
at 125 and 10.
Not to me. I kind of don't believe you, to tell you the truth. Because I think if Jimmy G plays poorly tonight, you're not going to just say, doesn't matter. If Tom Brady plays poorly, it doesn't matter. Mm. Jimmy Garoppolo is, he hasn't had success for over a year now. And even his success was kind of abbreviated.
You know what? He's been gassed up because we had to watch Brian Hoyer. We had to watch C.J. Beathard. We had to watch all these trash quarterbacks.
Okay, what if he gets just one series? Can you two writers, can you guys... Are you really going to put him? Are you going to really scrutinize just that one series, Steiny and Bonte?
It just depends how he looks. If his footwork is out of whack, then I'm like, boy, he needs to play more.
Wow.
Why is he only playing in one series? But that's why I'm so jacked up to talk to Chris Biederman, because he was at the practices, and we'll get, like, practice doesn't lie. Ones against ones. How did Jimmy Garoppolo really look in a scrimmage? Because if he only gets one series, then we have to fall back on the scrimmages against the Denver Broncos. And if he didn't look good in those scrimmages, then Bonte Hill's going to be worried about Jimmy Garoppolo heading into Tampa Bay.
From the 925, Super Bowls aren't won in the preseason. Calm down. Oh, this is a Super Bowl team?
Well,
if this were a Super Bowl contender in the first place, no, then we wouldn't be talking like this. But the 49ers are not a Super Bowl contender.
Isn't it
we
laughable?
We have no idea what they are.
Isn't
so
it laughable?
So let's start finding out what they are and what the quarterback is.
Isn't it laughable how everybody's predicted them to win 10 games and be the dark horse of the NFC?
That is a shocker.
Like, you see the safety position. You see Bosa hurt. Solomon Thomas hasn't done anything.
No number one wide receiver.
No number one receiver.
That's a problem.
McKinnon's out. Outside of Richard Sherman, who can cover a wide receiver? Jason Verrett may be out for week one. I'm a little fired up right now because this game, this is how big this game is for me, Bonte Hill.
Wow,
after watching all those, because Jimmy Garoppolo, I haven't seen him. What I saw last year was a disaster. Let's just put the rat on the table, Goo.
It was.
3 picks in Minnesota. He took 6 sacks against Detroit. He got bailed out by a terrible call at the end of the game. And the Niners are down 35-7. I'm sick of hearing people say, well, the Niners are starting to come back in Kansas City. Andy Reid let off the gas. They were done in that game. Jimmy Garoppolo was an absolute disaster last season, Goo. That's why I need to see him tonight. I need to see something from him in Denver, Colorado.
I am fired up right now.
And I'm shocked. I'm just saying this. It seems like you guys are also not feeling some type of way about preseason, and you're taking out the fact that we got to wait 2-3 more weeks for it really to be go time, and you're putting that at Garoppolo's doorstep. Because I'm trying to prepare you guys. He may only play a series. And you're talking about the weather now.
Yeah, he needs to play more.
Okay.
Who's Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know what?
Show me a good series then.
Right. Okay.
Show me a good series. Here's what I keep coming back to. And I'm sorry. When they got Jimmy G, I was like, this is nice. This guy looks like he might be the real deal. And, like, even if Garoppolo doesn't work out, I still think the gamble was worth it and the trade was worth it. But the thing I keep coming back to is who the hell is Jimmy G? It's weird for you to look at Jimmy G and say, oh, hey, he's Jimmy. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's none of those guys. So I do think it's fair to assess him a little more in the preseason, at least, you know, than those other guys. So let's jump out to the phones a little bit. Let's go to Pat in Stockton. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. I think you guys are going overboard, man. First of all, I heard you say something, Guru. I think that was you that said Jimmy G is the 10th highest paid quarterback in the league. Let me fast forward to the next year. He'll be in the top 18. Okay, with these extensions and the contract offers of these other quarterbacks, and I do believe he's definitely better than middle of the pack. Secondly, I don't want him to play more than the series, even if he's fantastic, because I don't want him to get injured again. This guy's a good quarterback, man. The sample size is big enough for us to be feeling pretty good about the future of the 49ers quarterback situation. So let's don't go out there and get him whacked in the second series of the game. Let's get him in there, whether he does well, average, or a little bit below average. Just get his feet wet a little bit, then play him a little bit more next week. And that's pretty much how I feel about it. I think Garoppolo's we're in good shape with Garoppolo now.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. I want to, because I don't necessarily disagree with what Pat said. I'm not necessarily saying he's got to play a half tonight. Play a series or two. But even in that, what if he goes three and out? Three and out, and then he doesn't play the rest of the game.
I need 12 snaps, 90.
You can't tell me that if he goes, let's just say, 2-3 and outs, or gets two first downs in two series, but the team doesn't move the ball, I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not saying anything like that. But what I'm saying is,
show me.
The tone is not being set.
See,
this team, like,
this is what I have a problem with.
Why would we think this team's good,
right,
if they continually show that they're not that good?
See, Guru and Steiny, this is what I have a problem with. From the 925 on the Chilling on the Body text line, Vontae, he said Vontae, the dude tore his ACL and has been out for a year. He is a great quarterback. This is like you calling out Klay Thompson next March before his first game back. No. 925. Don't put Jimmy Garoppolo to save sentence as Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is a champion. He's proved it on the floor. He's a two-way player, one of the best in the league. Don't put Garoppolo in the same category as Klay Thompson.
Can't do it.
No, can't do it. Garoppolo's not even close to that. We saw him play, Guru, five games in 2017 and three last year. What has Jimmy Garoppolo done to be great?
He hasn't done a damn thing but put his John Hancock on that attractive contract that he didn't put a gun to management's head. They gave it to him. So now he has to go out here. He can't do it tonight, fellas. That's what I'm just telling you. I'm watching. I'm excited. He can't do it tonight because whatever he does, Steiny, it won't count. But to the caller's point, it's not a given Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the Niners quarterback next year.
It's not.
We just talked about the stakes are Tom Hanks big. I mean, humongous. So for you to sit here and call the show and say next year he'll be that, we don't even know if he'll be the Niners quarterback next year because there is an out clause. But fellas, you guys got me juiced. I feel it. It's oozing off you. But I just don't know what I can come in here tomorrow and say that will have any bearing that will supersede week one's performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Steiny and Vontae, I will judge Jimmy in games 1 through 17 of the regular season. Tonight's exhibition game does not mean anything, even if Garoppolo's at 50%. I disagree. If Jimmy G stinks tonight, you can't tell me that 49ers fans won't be more dejected, more demoralized. And there'll be other fans that say, who cares?
Right.
But the bottom line is, this was a season in which there was supposed to be a lot of optimism. And Bosa's already took some of that optimism away. And Garoppolo hasn't had a great training camp. And he was hurt all last season. I'm just saying, these are the kind of games that, especially for the Niners, who are looking to try to get re-galvanize their fan base,
yep,
trying to get fans down to that stadium. This is the kind of stuff that is important to build up momentum heading into the season. Doesn't mean Garoppolo might not stink tonight, stink next week, and then the next thing you know, they win in the regular season. But then they're going to have to build up some goodwill again. That's all.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman, I'm excited about that. I want to see. Come on, step down. It's your turn. Show us what you got. I know you can run, but can you run behind this line? So he has nothing, but you'll be watching. A couple fumbles, which have followed him throughout his career.
Right.
Hold on to the ball. But there are other aspects to this team. And Kittle not being out there, that, you know, Jimmy not running all with the ones.
Right.
You got to give him a little, some slack.
I'll be watching number 10 to see how he responds from a hit. How does he drop back in a pocket? How does he throw off that new knee, that ACL, that left knee? Then, yeah, I'll look at Solomon Thomas to see how much he's improved. I'll look to see the cornerback situation, Tarvarius Moore at free safety. I want to see more Deebo Samuel and Jalen Hurd. Heck, I want to see Deebo Samuel and Jalen Hurd run with the ones with Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's see what these rookies have, and let's see them build a rapport with number 10, Jimmy Garoppolo. But there's no question, tonight's game, it's about seeing Jimmy Garoppolo for the first time since his Kansas City game last year in week number 3, Goo.
415 says no one will be dejected except for Matt. Again,
that meaning you.
I'll be dejected.
I'm just saying, Jimmy Garoppolo right now is a question mark. He's a question mark. He's way more of a question mark than he was at the beginning of last season at this point.
No doubt.
So go out. If Jimmy Garoppolo goes out and does not play well in two series tonight, and you're a 49er fan, you are going to be saying, you know what? This might not be a great year. Mm. What if Garoppolo, what if he's not? What if he is the guy we just saw? Whereas he goes out and looks like the Garoppolo who quarterbacked five games for this team after he got traded and started to learn the offense. All right, we may have something here. We may have something. Garoppolo looks very good, and now Bosa's taking a turn for the better, maybe. I mean, that's – you want to, I think, head into the regular season on an optimistic note and feeling good, especially about your quarterback.
Now, I'm going to just say this to the both of you. You know what world we live in. Everything's scrutinized. Monday morning quarterbacks, Tuesday morning quarterbacks in this instance. If Jimmy Garoppolo was to play the third series – because the beautiful thing about sports, we don't know what's going to happen, Steiny. And he were to somehow get hurt and was not available week one, you scoff at it, but it's real.
Well, everything's
they would come
for real
Shanahan,
for everybody.
Like, why was he in there?
He's not going to play
they
three
would come
series.
For, they would come for Lynch if he got hurt. Fellas, you got to put that into the somewhat of the equation of why we won't see that much of him, right?
Let's say he plays two series, and then he goes out for a third series, and on the third series, he drops back for a draw play.
Yeah.
And as he's handing the ball off, he sprains his ankle and is out 2 months on a non-contact. I'm not blaming Shanahan for anything at that point.
Scare money don't make money, fellas.
Wow.
Scare money don't make money. Jimmy Garoppolo needs to play, Steiny.
I think he needs to show something in the minutes or series he plays, however many that is. Eric, San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Yes, hi, guys. So here's the thing. Do you guys remember Jalen Ramsey last year after the, the Jacksonville game, the Jaguar game, where Jimmy G went for 300 and some odd yards? And
2017, 2017.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He came out and called him a system quarterback.
I remember. I was standing right there.
Yeah, so that said, you know, he's been sitting for a while, learning the playbook and this and that. And what I want to see today is I want to see a guy that's mastered the system. You know, the West Coast offense makes an average quarterback good and a good quarterback great if you have the timing right and you know exactly what you're doing. So that's what I want to see from him. I'm not looking for Superman, but I want to see what we kind of saw in 2017, but a lot crisper. That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, too. And I think Eric is right, guys. I think if Garoppolo comes out and does that for a series or two, you know what? Then you take a nice deep breath and say, all right, let's go back to being optimistic and maybe we can make a run at a playoff spot.
But yeah. Normally being optimistic, Steiny and Bonte, that's my job. Huh? There's nothing
well,
that's going to change in regard to the
right?
math, no matter what he does and how they perform tonight. How about that? They will not get a win or a loss tonight in a regular season game. It starts in Tampa.
Yeah, we're not looking at the wins or losses.
Optimistic, you guys are right.
Right, we're not looking at the wins or losses. Who cares who wins this preseason game? It's all about how number 10 looks in his first game action. How does he drop back? How does he throw his timing routes? Because the one thing that I saw last season in those three games was that he forced a lot of footballs in the tight pockets. He was throwing high over the middle. You can't do that as a quarterback. The three picks, the pick six against Minnesota, you got to eat a sack. Jimmy Garoppolo has shown that he's not the smartest QB at times. Doesn't take sacks, doesn't live to see another down. He holds on to the ball too long, doesn't run out of bounds. He's got to clean all that stuff up, and that's what I want to see tonight, Goo. I need to see progress. I need to see progress from what I saw last year. And the Jalen Rant, Eric's point, our last caller, I was in that locker room when Jacksonville got beat. All those guys. It wasn't just Jalen Ramsey. Miles Jack, Talbot Smith. Can't believe we lost to this guy. This guy's a system quarterback. Can't believe we lost to this guy.
Well, they did.
He's nothing special. Nothing special. That's the first thing they said. He's nothing special. So we're going to see if he's special or not starting in Tampa Bay. But, Guru, we got to – come on, man. You know tonight's big for Jimmy Garoppolo. Just a mental hurdle against playing in live competition at a big stadium. That doesn't mean anything to you?
It does, and that's why I got my popcorn. But at the end of the day, it's not going to define how successful he is going to be until it starts. It counts. And if he throws four picks tonight, throw them tonight so you don't do them week one when we went in all excited. The optimism thing, you guys got me. You're right. But it don't mean a damn thing about this when this team's trying to qualify and stack up wins.
So if he stinks tonight, don't come in here saying tomorrow the 49ers are in trouble. You can't, because it doesn't matter.
And if he looks good, don't say Jimmy G doesn't have you feeling good. I mean, if he plays well, Goo, you can't say,
you guys
are
out there in the weeds waiting on me. I guess what I'm saying, fellas, this is what I'm trying to say. He's not going to play long enough for us to say he played well or he stunk.
Something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do something.
Is Shanny going to be conservative? Is Shanny going to let him throw the ball? We don't know. I imagine he will.
Why wouldn't he?
But
if Jimmy G doesn't, this is exactly what I'm talking about from the 719. If Jimmy G doesn't play well, the optimism on the season takes a hit. You won't be able to feel good going into the season if you've had a horrible preseason and he's looked bad. That's all I'm saying, too. It doesn't mean they couldn't go 16-0. And
he's got next week, too, Steiny, the dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Where they, Bonte, quote-unquote, play longer.
Let's go with Bud in Oakland. Hey, Bud. Thinks we might be overreacting. What's up, Bud?
How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
So listen, man, as a true fan of the game, no matter what team you like, you always want to analyze the game in your own aspect when you watch it. So when you have any one of your main guys returning from injury, you want to see how they perform, preseason or not. And due to the fact that this is a key guy who the offense is around, the quarterback, everyone should want to see how he's going to perform. Like you said, whether it's bad or not, you want to be able to critique that going forward. Like you said, is this the same guy that ended the season pretty well, or is he going to come back off this injury and he's going to be throwing those five interceptions like we all heard about in the practice or whatever it was. But like I said, anybody who's saying anything otherwise, they sound like they're already trying to make excuses for their team going forward if they don't have a great season, man. So thanks for taking the call, fellas.
Thanks, Bud. Appreciate the call. And you know what? Who knows? In 3 or 4 weeks, the Niners might be 2-0 in the regular season, and Garoppolo may throw two interceptions tonight. That's within the realm of possibility. But I think if Garoppolo, let's say, doesn't play terrific tonight and next week, it's less realistic to think he's going to be a good quarterback than if he shows he's, in control.
And the pressure just mounts and mounts and mounts with each poor performance. If he's poor tonight, Goo, and then you go into Kansas City next week and they get, I know the wins and losses don't mean anything, but in that first half, if they get boat raced by the Kansas City Chiefs and he goes on a couple three and outs, or if he takes five, he has five possessions in the preseason and they punt on four of them, that pressure is going to continue to mount with that contract, Goo, going into week one.
Okay, I'm going to say this. How sad is it? Because it is. I'm using your word. It's sad, Steiny, that the performance of a quarterback for the Niners, we're so starved, is predicated on how he performs in a short sample size in the preseason game tonight on Monday Night Football.
Makes a lot of sense to me because this franchise has stunk for an extended period of time.
And maybe those two contracts they gave Lynch and Shanny may have not been the right choice.
Man.
All right, 888-957-9570. 49ers Broncos preseason game number two. Tonight, we making too big a deal out of Jimmy Garoppolo's, what, one or two series tonight? I don't know. I'm not saying it's make or break, but get something done. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dedicated to the gym. Nobody's in there on a Friday. Get my weights in, my cardio, and you start the night.
I winked at him.
So 145, you'll get a chance to come in and weigh in on a topic of the moment. One of the hot topics of the day. May have something to do with Jimmy G's performance. May have something to do with Antonio Brown, who we're going to get into in a little bit.
Jimmy G have helmet issues?
I got your back, AB.
We also, how about this? In this last call segment, apparently, if somebody really, really lays one down, as they say, you might be able to give him a little something.
That's a bunt.
Might be throwing. No, I mean lays an opinion down.
Oh, okay.
Just lays it down.
Yeah. Hits a home run.
Yeah, you know, maybe start.
It's out of here.
What else? We've got a lot of stuff here that we give away. Sorry, we got to start giving away stuff.
Huh? I had fixings. Some the listeners, the loyal P1s, brought me fixings I took home.
Oh, yeah,
at mimosas yesterday.
Brunch with BS&G.
I felt bad. But
brunch with BSG. It was cracking.
Yeah,
they were jacked up in here.
Steiny, I felt like a tier two.
This guy, Anthony Dixon, just walked into the studio. Just put on the headsets.
Wardmaw did that, too.
Yeah. Everybody apparently does that from 10 to 2.
Wow, I didn't like that.
Dre in Oakland. What's going on, Dre? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? You know what? I'm kind of upset if we tamper expectations for Jimmy G. All his passes, all his get out of jail free card, they're all gone. What more do we need to give him? You've been a backup quarterback. You got rings on your finger. We talked about you got to learn the offense. You needed to gel with your team. I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear, oh, the offensive line maybe not blocking. You inspire them. There's certain people you block for, certain people you don't block for. There are no passes with Jimmy G. For me, on my record, this is going on his permanent resume, his permanent record. If he plays bad and then plays good later, I'm going to say you overcome it, but I'm not going to forget it just because it's the preseason. It's time, brother, right now. We need to see it right now. I can't help it. I grew up in the Montana era, and that's the top, and the Jeff Garcia is probably the bottom, and you need to step up. It's time right now. I don't care about preseason. I don't want to hear that. I need to see a performance. You've got all the passes you're going to get. What more does he need? What more? You got live snaps. You've seen it from the clipboard. You've seen it from the sideline. You've overcome injury. What other passes are there to give Jimmy G? I'm not giving the preseason a pass. He needs to show up right now. That's my take.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call. 650, and this is an opposite opinion from Dre. Are you kidding? It's a preseason game. It would be nice for Garoppolo to have a good game, but it's not a career breaker. You have to realize he's played in what? 9 games? Give him a break. That's the point. He's only played in 9 games. Why are we giving him a break? Show me something. I get it. It's only preseason, but show me something.
You know, I'm a big analogy guy, and I think you guys are going to like this one. It's like going to a tutor. The tutor's prepping you for the big test, but yet the tutor does not take points away because you're doing bad in the tutoring session. You get all that out, and then it's what you do on the big test.
I thought you were going to.
Who's the tutor?
Whoever you hire.
I thought you were going to talk about failing quizzes.
It could be you, or it could be me. But the tutor's never going to beat me up for the tutoring session where I was having problems getting the stuff. The judgment comes on how I do on the big
test. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
you get a tutor,
you like this one.
And you can't get anything done in the days leading up to the test, and you don't get it? What, are you going to get it? Oh, you know what? Here's the test. Now I'm going to get lucky.
But you never, things click.
See, I thought you were going to talk about failing a quiz.
They don't click during the test.
Right.
That's when they don't click. That's when you're like, holy hell, I don't know anything.
But how do you judge a tutor? by the TIFF.
Who's the tutor in this analogy?
The game.
Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan.
No, the game is the tutor. The game. Oh, I like the game is the tutor. So Jimmy G's going to take what's good and positive from this game and put it all in his backpack for or his mental Rolodex for week one in Tampa when the real test starts. That's who the tutor is.
Chris and Fremont, how's a game a tutor? Chris Fremont. By the way, you said you used the phrase earlier, you guys are lying in wait for me. Not for this. I am for something else.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I am for something else.
I know what it is.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Roast session coming.
Hey, first and foremost, Steiny, I've been a big fan since you were the sideline reporter for the Warriors.
Thank you.
Growing up watching the Warriors with you.
Appreciate it.
And I think just, like, from hearing everybody, like, the previous callers as well as the text, I think, like, it's safe to say that the honeymoon phase for Jimmy G is over as of now. I think tonight, I would say, like, a lot of people are putting a lot of emphasis on tonight. At most, I see him playing two drives. I mean, it would be lucky if he plays three, but I don't see it. I think, like, it's fine that everyone is freaking out about tonight, but I would say that Saturday's game is more of like you got to put more emphasis on that because that's more of the dress rehearsal as well as he's going to be playing for the whole first half. So I think it's fine to look at tonight's game, but let's wait like until after Saturday and then fully like give a verdict of hey, this is going to be a great year or hey, it's going to be a rough year.
That's
all I got to say.
That's fair. Here's the one thing, though, that I also think. Let's just say, hypothetically, Garoppolo's not very good tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say Saturday, the big game, he's not good again. I think at that point, you're setting up a scenario in which a fan base is like this guy. And what happens then is you start making mistakes in the regular season. Here come the boos. Now there's more pressure. Now the whole dynamic gets out of whack. That's why I do think these games do have meaning. On the other hand, he has a nice game tonight, has a good few series Saturday. Now we come into the regular season, maybe struggles a game. At that point, nobody's like, this guy may stink. They're just like, you know what? Bad game. Now we come back to game two. Let's see if he can get it back. I mean, I do think there's something to that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Who was a quarterback real quick? Was it Gabbert who came in and they started booing him and he was hurt? He got hurt. And the
For the Niners?
Started, yeah, it was a few years ago.
It had to be Blaine Gabbert.
Something
could have been
like
Blaine.
That.
When Garoppolo came into the game?
Maybe it was...
When Brian Hoyer got hurt?
Maybe that was
Brian Hoyer was traded for Garoppolo. CJ Beathard who got hurt. They started cheering.
That's right.
Garoppolo
that's right.
came in for two plays, threw the touchdown pass. So you know Garoppolo was starting.
Right.
I want to ask you guys this, though. When did the honeymoon end for Jimmy Garoppolo?
It hasn't ended yet.
You think they're still in honeymoon phase? Yeah. I don't think so. I think it ended last year towards the end of the Detroit game when he took six sacks and he nearly threw that pick six, but the referees called defensive holding. And I think that's when the fans were like, oh, boy, what is this? This isn't the Jimmy Garoppolo we saw at the end of 2017.
The marriage has not been consummated because the season got ripped out from under him. So now I feel like game one against Tampa, week one, is the honeymoon. And maybe you get 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but Steiny – if the fans are feeling like he is and you're already doing that before week one, I think you're doing him a disservice because, again, at the end of the day, no matter what happens between now and week one, those numbers are gone, Hoffa, that nobody will ever see him again.
You know why the honeymoon is over? It's because if he doesn't play well this year, he ain't going to be the 49er quarterback next year. He's just not.
Are we going to be talking about Justin Herbert in Oregon?
So he doesn't have the honeymoon.
So let's talk about
the honeymoon was the five wins and last year. Now it's like you got to get something done, not only for the Niners' sake, but for your sake.
Like the looks are running out.
Honeymoon's over. I don't care about your looks.
I'm
kind of with Bonte there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you say it's all over, to me, that means, you know, he goes into the regular season and stinks for a game or two. He's going to get pulled. I'm not there, but I just keep coming back to what's he done? Jimmy, Oakland, what's going on, Jimmy? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I just wanted to just say, you know, as far as Garoppolo, I don't think he's proven anything even from the jump. Like when he came out and was 5-0, I mean, everybody started acting like this was the best quarterback, you know what I mean, in the NFL. And, you know, started having all these big expectations. I mean, the games that he won, I mean, who did they really play? I mean, out of all those games they won, was anybody even over 500? I think.
Yeah, Tennessee and Jacksonville. Tennessee and Jacksonville were really good.
But the Rams didn't play their starters.
Yep.
Exactly. I was going to say they set their players. You know what I mean? So I think the honeymoon phase is already over. And, hey, man, if this season, I mean, if they're not at least 9-10 win season, hey, man, we got to start moving on, man. Because, I mean, he's already gotten a million passes, and then the injury is another pass. So now what's going to be the excuse? Yeah, that's pretty much all I got, man.
Wow, man. Thanks, Jimmy. I agree. What have you done? What have you done for me lately? You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. Coming up in an hour, Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee. He's all over this 49ers quarterback situation. They play the Broncos tonight.
So we have our answer to who's under the most pressure NFL quarterback coming into this season.
Oh, it's Jimmy Garoppolo,
it's
no doubt.
By far, because now you guys are going to incorporate the preseason into what you make of him as a quarterback.
What if he goes into that home opener and they're 1-1, right? They lose a Tampa game.
How did he play?
But he stinks it up against Cincinnati, but they win. And you go into that home opener against Pittsburgh and he stinks it up. Like, I think the Boo Birds will be out early this year if Jimmy Garoppolo stinks it up early in the season.
He ain't no West Coast gangster.
Not yet.
I'm a little worried about
that.
And
why would you not want to pull the plug if you're Shanny and Lynch and you're seeing your mortality come, it's facing you if this thing gets off to a rocky. My point is they're going to have no, what word am I looking for? You know what I'm talking about? No
equity,
loyalty to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's like, see you later. We got to get a new quarterback.
Giving him big time money.
You might be right. They're tapping into the loyalty already, Steiny.
I mean, if we're halfway through the year and it's obvious Garoppolo's not very good, Lynch is going to pay the price, not Shanahan.
It's going to be good. I don't want that to be the
Cack in Pacifica. What's up, Cack?
Cackle?
K-A-C-K. I've never
Cackle?
Seen that before.
Cack?
See if it's right. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
First of all, I want to say I'm from New England, and I'm a Patriots fan.
Okay.
The Patriots don't make a lot of mistakes when they give a player away. And they gave Garoppolo to the 49ers. And Garoppolo came out here and had that great season that first year. And everybody out here was anointing him to the Hall of Fame and the greatest thing ever and all that other stuff. He was on a job interview. He was still applying for a job. He didn't have the money. He didn't have the guaranteed contract.
Right.
He's got all that now, and he's done nothing.
Let me ask you this, Cat, because you're back there. The stories about Kraft wanted Brady and Belichick wanted to move on from Brady, and it was a power play, and Belichick said, okay, fine, I'll do the wrong thing.
That's why they gave Garoppolo away.
So you're saying that Belichick, I mean, a lot of people are saying Belichick did like Garoppolo. He didn't want to give him away, but he lost the power play.
I agree with that.
All right. Thanks, Cack.
Here's the thing. This is why I look back at the draft with Solomon Thomas. And you see these teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Chicago Bears, the Houston Texans. They have these quarterbacks on the rookie deals. Jared Goff down in L.A., he's on a rookie deal. They're going to have to make a decision on whether or not they want to extend him and pay him big money. But right then and there, that miss by Lynch and Shanahan, where you could have had your quarterback in the Deshaun Watson or Trubisky or Patrick Mahomes, and you could have built this offense around them. Now, all of a sudden, you had to throw all the money to Jimmy Garoppolo, and we're at a point where if he doesn't play well, Guru, get it. They get to save $22 million in cap space if they get off of Jimmy, if they
That's
release
lot,
Jimmy
though,
Garoppolo.
B.
It's a lot. But then you're looking for another quarterback. You just wasted three seasons investing in this quarterback, and I get it, it's a $4.2 million cap hit, but all of a sudden, you're looking for quarterbacks again. Is Shanahan going to have a leash to where he can draft another quarterback and groom him for another 2 years? I don't think so.
I'll tell you this, Steiny.
And trade for Kirk Cousins at that point.
Part of having the battle, identifying a problem, is admitting you have one. So if they got the guts and the audacity to say, let's pull the plug on the Jimmy G experiment, you're halfway there. Now we know we need to go find a quarterback rather than, you know, light candles and read Bible verses and hope this guy, he ain't a young pup, you know, turns it on or figures it out. Isn't that right? Half the battle is identifying that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. We met him Friday, and honestly, did he look like you thought he'd look?
Nope.
Our main man from San Francisco, one of our big-time callers,
Jonathan,
in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing? And nice to see you and meet you on Friday.
Hey, good morning, Phil. It's nice to meet you guys, too. But, you know, I got this thing with the 49ers and almost football season and beginning to get my itch. And, you know, it's preseason or practice. One thing I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo ever do again is, you know, interception. You don't want that to be a part of your game if you're a quarterback, because that's not winning football. And, you know, tonight, you know, it's preseason, but I want him to, you know, just run the regular play with ease. You know,
exactly.
A quick three-step drop, you know, you get to your back foot, three-step, hit that guy, man. Because this Shanahan's offense, man, we all know, he gets people wide open all the time. So I want Garoppolo just to be at least regular. I don't want him to be spectacular, but you got to be regular. You can start from there. Be regular, be average. And last but not least, I want to see him take a lick and then get up with ease. No problem.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, you nailed it, I think. Is I want to see him play quarterback with ease tonight. With ease.
And get up from the hit.
That's it. I like that. I like that phrasing. Don't do anything crazy.
Right.
Make the right plays. Look like you're in control. Look like you're in charge. No unnecessary chances.
I think he's done with the chances, Steiny. He's coming off that injury. That's what put him in that brace. If anything, it's going to be a hot potato back there. He's going to be trying to get rid of that thing real fast. And Jonathan, thanks for the gift, man. He is my number one.
Jonathan is a cool dude from 757. I'm going to use a guruism. I'm going Jenna Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
Steiny used
Ooh.
It already.
I didn't know it was Janet Jackson, though. Anthony in the South Bay, what's up? Nobody's eating. Somebody on the text line says, who's eating? I'm not eating.
Nobody's eating.
Nobody.
I did go like this.
No, it was you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.